Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, when you hear this one, it's officially Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Nothing like a snow day. It's just, like, if you're 23, go to the bar right now. If you are a young person, if you're in college, if someone is listening
to college study,
College Park.
Don't be like JP.
Snow days in college were the best.
Some of these dudes need to go study right now because they got an exam coming up.
Nah, blow it off.
You can study the day before the exam.
Yo.
That's why you fell them.
You know what,
so
I just realized?
You study before the day before you won't pass.
Jeff, you know what I just realized?
What?
They didn't have snow days in Lafayette. Because if you don't know how good a snow day is in college.
We had every day in Lafayette.
That I believe.
Okay. But we didn't need a snow day, but I'm just telling you, be on top of your stuff. Because half of them probably ain't been doing nothing all year.
I want to be clear. I'm telling college students today, on a snow day, go to the bar, don't study.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
My advice.
JP and I graduated. We did it. You can too.
C's get degrees.
Took you a little extra time.
Oh, no. I was on time. Years. Yeah, I was on time.
I wanted to take more time, and my father said, who's paying for it? I wanted 4.5.
We never experienced that 150-man snowball fight across campus, man.
No, we only did it the whole damn day. When we got out snow, we lost our damn mind.
In hindsight, I don't know that this was the most responsible behavior, Brian. But when I went to Maryland, I lived on Knox Road, College Park. And if you know, Knox Road, Route 1 is like that big intersection where all the bars are. So you go up the hill and then back down the hill was where our incredibly crappy apartment was.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a winter weather storm. And at the bottom of this hill was this big old patch of ice. But people driving down the hill had no idea. And we just sat in the yard and drank beer all day and watched people spin out at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Somebody in our dorm just bombarded the hell out of the campus police.
Eventually, somebody went.
I don't know who that person was.
Lit a flare or something. What happened?
The campus police was coming by, and like you could stand outside of our windows,
like
area to toss. It wasn't a balcony, but it's like you get outside the window and had areas, and these dudes were just bombarding this damn police car
with what?
Snowballs.
Oh, so it did snow in Lafayette.
Yeah, with extra stuff in it. The snowball. When it got up to the floor, nobody knew who was at that window.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything. I didn't know it was some dudes up there doing it.
I wonder, Jeff, if you had to wonder who had the best arm in that crew, could it be the quarterback?
I ran the ball a lot. I didn't go.
Yeah, nah. B-Mitch hit me with a snowball in his prime. We might have to fight for real.
Something tells me B could juice a snowball.
You just got
a number of major matchups. This
teach
weekend.
Other people how to throw.
Like real, you know, we're in it second weekend of December now. This is serious business.
Mm-hmm.
AFC North, Sunday, 1:00, Steelers-Ravens.
Yeah.
Big one. That's a slobber knocker.
They got
right
something
there.
Riding on this one.
They're both 6-6.
RC.
Yeah, RC and the governor.
And WM, baby.
We'll have to ask
him about
that.
We got to find out.
That is a big one. Sunday, 1 o'clock, Jacksonville, Florida. Colts, Jags, AFC.
That's a good one.
AFC South on the line there.
All right.
That's a big one. We continue. Sunday night football, Arrowhead Stadium, Houston at KC.
Yeah.
KC fighting for their lives.
KC, Houston coming. that defensive line is, they are bonkers, bro. They're good.
I put a bet in on them to win the AFC South, plus 310. Kind of juicy. Sunday, 425, 325 local, Lambeau Field, Chicago, Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a game, man.
It's going to be a good one.
That's a game. I think the Bears proved themselves to be for real last week with the big win in Philly. How do you feel about Chicago going to Lambeau?
I think Green Bay should be the favorite.
They are.
But I believe that, you know, if Micah Parsons wants to continue the mindset that everybody had when they first started this season, he's going to have to harass the hell out of Caleb. Because the thing about Micah, most guys can get pressure on you and then you can run away from him. He can run him down. He can change his whole ball game.
Shout out to my man Carter. Just checked in via Twitter. He said, I'm listening right now and a student at William & Mary. It's the last day of classes, a.k.a. blowout, which is basically where everyone borgs right before finals and it's snowing, so everyone is going to go to a snow darty. There's a lot of words in there that I'm not that familiar with.
Snarty is snow party.
I guess darty is day party.
Yeah.
So a snarty is a snow day party.
Yeah.
You have my full support. Jeff, what's a borg?
I never heard of that one.
Why, Brian?
No idea.
We're going to have to Google that. What is a
borg? How about you ask the guy that just said it?
Uh-oh. Here we go. Borg. Blackout Rage Gallon. A large alcoholic drink that are popular at college parties or in science fiction.
Oh, we need one of them for the show.
Yeah, we might need some Borgs. Nobody go anywhere. Maryland Governor Wes Moore joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In a moment or two, we expect to get a call from the governor of the great state of Maryland, Mr. Wes Moore, making his weekly picks. The Gov got hot over the last month, back up over 500. I feel like me and the governor are on opposite wavelengths, where I started the season very well and have gotten cold. I did have Detroit last night. I knew that much, B.
Mm-hmm. Smart man.
Going to be an awesome week. I'm seeing a bunch of videos from Ashburn. Jaden Daniels sure looks like he's getting ready to play on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They're at practice right now. Fridays are fast Fridays, usually about an hour-long practice, and then we'll hear from Dan Quinn. People keep asking me if Jaden's going to wear a brace. It's his non-throwing arm. Like, why are we so worried? The knee brace, I can understand the concern because, you know, that can slow you down a little. It's cumbersome. But, like, it's his left arm.
The left arm, but I still think, you know, if you get tackled, you fall or something like that, it can help you out. That's the only reason to ask it. But,
yeah.
You know, we'll see. Because what I noticed when videos pop up, you don't have one on in practice.
I'm watching one right now from Kime. Shout out to John Kime. I'm watching the left elbow. Doesn't look like. When I saw him, he didn't have anything on it.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't seen one on him every video I've seen.
Right. But, you know, maybe that's part of the contact.
I think back when Corey Detmer had it happen, too. I don't know if Corey wore no brace after he came back.
All right. We are joined now by the governor of Maryland, Mr. Wes Moore. Gov, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Man, I am great. I am great. How y'all feeling? How was Thanksgiving?
Oh, great,
it
man.
It was great, man. We all had a great time.
Good.
You know, Gov, we're in the content game, and maybe you could leave the content to us because you're in the government game. But Beamish and I both watched and really enjoyed your interview on the Pivot.
Yeah, it was good,
with Ryan Clark. How did that come to be?
Well, you know, listen, first of all, I think people have to realize, like, you know, I'm a legit fan of this work, man. And so when I was like, so I told them, I was like, listen, I listen to you guys. And they were like, you know, listen, we'd love to have you on the show and just chop up. So they came through. We talked a little bit of football, a little family, a little politics. You know, so it was a real good time.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good. Good interview, man. Damn good one.
Well, thank you, man.
It seems like you guys might have a wager for Sunday's game.
Yeah.
I think we do. When he said 25 push-ups, I was like, that's it.
So
you don't have much faith in your team.
It did get me a little curious, Governor. You are a busy, busy dude. But yeah. You obviously stay in good shape. Like you're quite fit, kind of jacked. Like, yeah. How do you make time? What is your fitness routine like?
So, you know, so I tell you, I don't compromise on this. And I think it's actually really important that people understand, like, you need to find those things that you're just like, listen, this goes on your schedule. And one of the first things that goes on my schedule every single morning, I work out over at the Naval Academy. And,
oh, awesome.
And it's an amazing experience working out, first of all, when you get a chance to work out with the, you know, with the midshipmen and all these young boys, and particularly because as an Army guy, all these Navy guys always trying to smoke me, so I think it's comical. But ain't no way I'm going out like that. But it's been great because it's as much mental health as it is anything else. And listen, like it, same thing for you guys. Like there's a competitive spirit that athletes have that and you never lose that.
Yeah.
And so every single morning I will be up at the Naval Academy, you know, getting after it. So it's been great.
That's awesome. That's really cool. You go
one quick man, Gov. I love the story when they gave you the map and you say, oh, you want to leave here? And you were walking in circles in the woods.
I'm glad you loved it because I didn't love it when it happened to me.
you seem to have taken it as a building block though in your life.
That's right. They literally were sitting there watching a flashlight doing circles and laughing the whole time because they knew the map was fake and that took me to the middle of the woods. And I thought I was going to the train station. So it was but what's funny about it is it's the same thing that when I moved up and got in leadership, I did the same thing to these young boys. I was like, here, you can leave. Here's a map. So it's just a tradition that we just passed on. It's just hazing.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
I love it. All right, Governor. I don't know where you want to start, but I feel like Steelers-Ravens is a good place to start. This is a massive game with the NFC North on the line. And interestingly, there's a lot of pressure on Mike Tomlin. And in these spots, he's generally responded. I just don't know what they have offensively. You want to start there with the Ravens and the Steelers?
So I think there's a lot of pressure on Mike Tomlin, but I ain't going to lie. There's a lot of pressure on Harbaugh, too. I mean, in fact, I would actually probably argue there's probably more pressure on Harbaugh because – you can't have the roster that we have built during the offseason and not win the division and not keep on losing to your division and keep on losing to your division rivals. Right? So I think both these coaches have very real pressure on them right now. This is a hard one for me because I can't stop thinking about what I saw on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving was horrible. I mean, like, just across the board, we were just beaten, right? We were beaten off the line. We were beaten on special teams. We were beaten in coaching. We were beaten and beaten at home in a prime time game. And so it's just difficult for that to lose, for that to escape my mind. I am going with my guys this Sunday. I think I'm hoping that home field advantage is going to matter. In this, I mean, the bank is going to be rocking. These games are always tough. The Steelers are banged up. The Ravens are banged up too, and you know Lamar is not at 100%. But the Steelers are banged up too. So I'm going to go with the Ravens on this one. But I do want to be clear: this is a must-win for the Ravens, and truthfully, this is a must-win for Harbaugh.
It feels that way, and it's just so weird with the Ravens right now because Lamar doesn't seem right. Even Derrick Henry
don't seem right.
Like it just doesn't seem right. But Pittsburgh, nothing seems right either.
Correct. No, these are frankly two teams that are both beaten up. There's a certain swagger that, and here's the thing to remember. There's always been a swagger about Steelers-Ravens.
Totally.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Always looking forward to this game. Like, this is going to be good football. It's going to be tough football. It's not. I have to be honest with you. If you look at the way both the Steelers and the Ravens have been playing in recent weeks, even the same energy about the game is not there. So this is going to be a tough one because I think for both teams who just pride themselves on this rivalry and pride themselves on what it's going to deliver and pride themselves. You know, there's something going on right now in both cities that is just really challenging.
So Gov, you're taking the Ravens though, it sounds
like.
Yeah,
he said it.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with the Ravens on this one, but this is hard, right? This is, you know, I'm nervous that this is talking about, like, is this what it looks like when we're watching Ali in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this is just
interesting.
This is getting tougher to watch. Mm.
So that gets us to our next game for you to pick pretty well. The Bengals are traveling to Buffalo to take on the Bills. What is your level of nerves about the Bengals coming back in the division, especially after Thanksgiving night?
So I'm still not a believer in the Bengals. I think that they were playing the Baltimore Ravens when the Baltimore Ravens are still trying to figure out our identity right now. I think the Bills have been, the last couple of weeks in the Bills have been really, really tricky. But the thing about the Bills in terms of just being a sound football team, I think the Bills are still a sound football team. I think the fact that the Bills are at home
does make a huge difference, particularly as we get later and later into the year and you're getting into these winter games. So I do think that matters. So Joe Burrow is the truth. Joe Burrow is arguably, I would say the second best quarterback in the AFC when healthy, right behind Lamar. So I do think that matters. I think you saw the offensive spark that the team has been missing for a while since Burrow's been out. You know, I was listening to somebody talking about how they're making an argument for Joe Burrow's MVP because they haven't lost with Joe Burrow, as quarterback. The only time they've lost is when Joe Burrow hasn't played. It's fair, and that's a fair point. I just think the Bills are just too tough and too consistent a team, and particularly when you're going to home, so I'm going with the Bills in this one.
I know it's a bad word in Baltimore, sir, but I think Patrick Mahomes might like a word with you on your AFC quarterback rankings.
He might. I'm not saying in the career, but I am saying if you had to pick a quarterback right now that you wanted to build around and healthy, I just think that, when you look at the numbers that Joe Burrow does put up,
yeah,
and you look at the age of Joe Burrow, it might be blasphemy, especially in Kansas City, but I think that everyone would argue that Patrick Mahomes' best days, and they were some damn good days, but they're probably behind him.
Well, what's even crazier than that, and I think if you're talking, and not to get too sidetracked here, but if you're really talking AFC quarterbacks, considering age, talent, everything, at some point Drake May comes in that conversation. I don't know. It may be premature at this point, but I don't know. It's an interesting time, particularly in the AFC, with the true powerhouses, the Chiefs, the Ravens, seemingly, at least for this year, on a downturn. And we'll see what happens. There's a lot of football left. One of the teams...
I'm not, I'm not mad at that. It's still too early.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with
it's
that.
It's still too early to throw Drake May in that conversation.
I agree with you. Now, speaking of Mahomes and what Kansas City is or isn't at this point, they are fighting for their playoff lives. They play Sunday night.
Tough defense.
Sunday night against a Texans team that is absolutely surging, playing excellent defense, really gets after the quarterback. What do you make of that Houston-KC matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, these last weeks, too, I've been really impressed by the Chiefs, by the Texans. And you're right, that defense is just lights out. Yeah. That defense is looking really, really good. And I think for most offenses, their defensive scheme makes it really tricky for a lot of these offenses to read. I am still going to go with the Chiefs on this one. The Texans are on a roll. But I think when you're watching the Chiefs, who are just vying for a playoff spot, and frankly, I think when you saw even the last couple weeks, what the Chiefs have been able to show is that there's still a lot of fighting that dog. And so Patrick Mahomes is a gamer. I've been saying it all year. I still have a very real issue with the fact that Patrick Mahomes is a team leading rusher. And so I think it just shows one of the real weaknesses that Kansas City has. But I think Kansas City pulls this one off, despite the fact that I do think that this surge that we're seeing by the Texans, it is impressive.
Yeah. I mean, the kid Anderson, like the way Houston plays defense is the way coaches talk about wanting to see
violent.
That's right. That's
violent.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, even their corners. One of the things that I find so impressive is how physical that secondary
plays. And they wrap up when they tackle.
Remarkable.
That's right.
All right, before we get to the Commanders, Governor, we're skipping ahead to Monday Night Football. The L.A. Chargers look pretty hot. The Eagles do not. What do you make Chargers-Eagles?
Yeah, this is going to be one of the better games of the week because I'm actually going with the momentum play on this one. And I know right now, I think Vegas has the Eagles up on this by three or something, yeah, or something along those lines. I think Vegas is wrong. And I think the Chargers are going to pull this off. I think there's something going on with the Eagles, and it's not a field problem. It's a locker room problem.
I agree with
that.
And
as we're getting to this point of the year, locker room problems are more problematic than field problems. And I don't know exactly what is going on. When it's not even just that you're having a lot of the you know, a lot of the challenge of where's the leadership coming from, then you're getting all the backbiting, which is really tricky mm-hmm. when you're getting folks talking to the press and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I know Herbert is shaken up and he's got the hand injury. The thing that does give me confidence in it is that it is in his non-throwing hands. Yep. And I just think Herbert has been playing great. And by the way, let me tell you, if you're a fantasy guy like me who has Herbert on my team, Herbert is he's been delivering this year. So shout out to Herbert in fantasy.
I know you got to run. So last one, another quarterback with possibly an injury on his non-throwing hand. Commanders going to Minnesota, Washington Vikings.
Yeah. If Jaden plays on Sunday, I think the Commanders wipe the floor with him because again, you're right. It's on his non-throwing arm. And I'd say, first of all, shout out to Jaden Daniels. When I saw that injury, yeah. I was like, oh God, like the fact that he is back on the field this quickly is really pretty extraordinary and says a lot about, you know, again, the fight that this kid has.
Yes.
But this is going to be the first time all season that if he plays, that you're seeing him play with Terry, you're seeing him play with Debo, you're seeing him play with Cosme, you're seeing all that stuff right now. And I just tell you, even though I'm not a whole, like, that was a good loss kind of guy. I'm like, a loss is a loss. But that was a damn good loss.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Last week. A damn good loss. And so, you know, when you combine that with the way that the Vikings are playing, McCarthy just looks terrible. He just looks lost. He just looks like he doesn't know what he's doing out there.
Yeah.
And so I think that the Commanders win, even if Mariota's under center, but the Commanders win easy if you got Jaden.
Governor, I know you're busy. Thank you for the
appreciate
time,
you,
sir.
Man.
Hey, I appreciate y'all so much, man.
Stay out of the snow.
I'm trying to.
All right. Thanks, Gov. Take care,
man.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Recapping the governor's picks, he's got the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Chargers, and Washington.
Yeah.
I think he's right, and I think we'll know soon about kind of Jaden's status. Listening to him talk about the Steelers and the Ravens.
That game we look forward to, man.
And it just doesn't feel all that functional right now.
Yeah, it like when you saw that game coming, you knew it was going to be black and blue. They going to go at it. Doesn't really seem like that right now. Because the Ravens defense hadn't been playing like they capable of playing. The Ravens offense was also violent back in the past. Derrick Henry's on your team, but doesn't seem like he's really taking advantage of people on defense.
No.
You know, and when you look at the Steelers, I think the whole Aaron Rodgers thing has kind of thrown a monkey wrench in that thing. They're normally a defensive-led team where their defense not killing it this year. And offensively, it just seems like everybody not on the same page to me.
Well, and then you start getting the reports of Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers locker room not going great. Aaron Rodgers starts throwing receivers under the bus last week or whatever.
But this is not the first time he's done stuff like that.
Right.
You know, he does that a lot. And I've always said when things get bad, we'll see. Because when he first showed up, he said all the right things. When it goes the other way, Aaron Rodgers never going to be blamed. He's going to blame everybody else. And you know what locker rooms get tired of real quick? That person who thinks they're perfect.
Totally. So whatever's going on there, I just don't think it's gonna. I think Baltimore is still more cohesive than whatever's happening in Pittsburgh, but I don't know how cohesive Baltimore is either. And I don't know what's going on with Lamar. He keeps missing practices and whether he's dealing with an injury or not. Like, it's just,
yeah.
You're right, though. That physicality, whatever that style of ball that we've kind of become used to in that Steelers-Ravens rivalry, I don't know that you get it on Sunday at 1 o'clock. I think what Commanders fans should be most excited about is kind of what's going to happen with this quarterback. I think kind of noon on, we will open the phones. We're going to do Ask B. Mitch Anything at 1 o'clock. Our friend Kevin Seifert, who covers the Vikings for ESPN, is going to join us at 1:30. does any part of you be last night?
Oh, we got a song from Jeff.
Whoa. Jeff Walker dropping a song. When's the last time we had one of those? I feel like it's been a month. It's
been a while, man.
I think you're going to dismiss this, but I at least want to present some information. Last night, I loved Detroit in that game because from a Vegas perspective, the line made no sense. Mm-hmm. Dallas was red hot. Detroit is not. Everybody bet on Dallas. All they did was move it up towards Detroit. So Vegas very much, like Chris Russell loves to get up and scream and say, oh, all they care about is making it 50-50. That is not always the case. When Vegas thinks they know something, they very much want all the action on one side, mm-hmm. and they want to be on the other. Last night, that was the setup for the Dallas-Detroit game. They wanted everybody on Dallas. They knew they'd get it. Mm-hmm. They kept the number nice and juicy, and Vegas made a ton of cash last night. Mm-hmm. That's the reality, Chris. They don't always want 50-50. I'm just saying the numbers kind of look the same for this Commanders-Vikings game. It may not matter with the Vikings offense being inept, but the numbers kind of look the same. 77% of the bets are on Washington. 73% of the money is on Washington. And yet they've kept this number with Washington getting just a little bit of points. I'm very curious what happens if in an hour from now, Dan Quinn names Jaden Daniels the starter, if that then changes. But as of right now, just from the betting perspective, it looks pretty similar to Detroit and Dallas last night. Does that give you any pause?
Nah.
Why?
Because I think you look at Detroit. Detroit had played in games, and they ended up losing to some teams that just played better that day. But they still are good offensively and defensively. Dallas, their offense is great. I told you the defense was not.
Correct.
Okay? And I still believe that. When Amara came on the field, he gave them a little something-something.
Juice.
That changed that right there. This game with Dallas and with Washington and Minnesota, we just had with Bursich on yesterday.
Yeah,
he told us straight up, every game McCarthy plays, he throws an interception. And the other guy,
is that good?
No. And the other guy is not better than him.
Way worse.
Now you have a running back in Mason who's one dimensional, in a sense, and that. If Aaron, the quarterback, the running back,
yeah.
If he doesn't play, he can mix up some things for you. But Mason normally going to be going downhill. All you got to do is make sure you don't allow Jefferson to get off. And I think
that's the one guy that can break you in this game.
That's the one guy. But you know what? The two guys throwing it to him, who we don't know who's going to play. The two guys throwing it to him, they may throw it to anybody. It might throw it to you, Jay. You better keep your head on a swivel.
I got to get some receiver gloves. When we return,
hands kind of small, though.
Jeff Walker's got a song. We're giving away Motley Crue tickets. Maybe we play some Motley Crue. Thank you to Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
Want DMX.
I do want DMX. Governor Moore's picks are in the jar. Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, Chargers, Commanders. A lot of C's in there, much like my college transcript. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest,
If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, B. It's still snowing?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, how hard, Jeff? Give me a
snow update. It's coming down, dog.
You can look out and, like, actually see flakes. It was supposed to stop at 11:15.
My phone's got it snowing through 1 o'clock.
Let it snow.
White Brian, how was your commute with the snow?
Not great, and the one to XM is even worse. So I hope the snow stops.
So what is your commute every morning? You're in, like,
100% chance all the way to 170.
So White Brian lives in, like, Glover Park, the one area of the city that is not accessible by Metro, and White Brian does not have a car. So let's just start
I do
there.
Have a car. It's just not very good in the snow.
Well, you don't drive when it's not
so snowing. You do have a car, and you just don't drive to work?
Yeah.
Is that?
I don't blame him.
Because of parking?
Parking, yeah, and it's an older car. Rather not put miles on there.
Huh?
How old?
2015. I have like 150 miles, 150,000 miles.
Are you serious?
Yo, the mileage.
Man, you better drive that damn car.
Yeah, I got an 05 and I run that thing every day.
Also, the mileage from my house here is 9 miles. From your house here is probably 6 miles. I don't think that mileage is going to make or break your 10-year-old car.
It adds up.
No, preventative maintenance adds up. You know, you do that, you'll
be
fine.
All right, over 30 miles. One way, every day.
So hold on. So what? I just thought you didn't have a car. So White Brian has a car.
It's like he don't have a dog. His whole life is confusing, man.
All right. So White Brian, you take the bus to the train to get here every morning, right?
I take my car to the Metro and park in a neighborhood and then Metro.
So you are driving the car every day?
Yeah, but it's like a mile.
Like a mile. So he's saving the car.
He's saving 5 miles.
And I'm not paying for parking.
Okay. But how much is a Metro every day?
Like $9.
Total? Is that round trip?
Round trip.
Metro got expensive. Damn. And then you go straight from here to XM?
I go home, go to the gym, eat, and then go to XM.
And XM's in like New York and Florida, right?
Yeah.
How the hell do you get over there?
Yeah, there's a parking lot there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we get free parking there.
Shout out to XM. I paid to park in the building today. I didn't feel like walking the 2 blocks in the snow.
It's not like you were walking in the snow.
I saw it was snowing,
It's no snow on the ground on the sidewalks.
I wasn't worried about. I didn't feel like getting snowed on. I just didn't feel like getting wet. Where'd you park, Jeff?
On the street. I said it's snowing. Parking enforcement not coming today. Here I am.
The ticket people.
Oh, I just saw him out there.
The ticket people are the opposite of the post office.
You saw Quincy. Yeah, he was shook.
I was not gonna move my car.
Yo, the mailman delivers rain, sleet, snow. The ticket people do not. They chill when the weather's bad. All right, we should be here.
I don't think there's enough snow to stop them from coming today, though.
When I used to park on the street a lot, like when I was in my 20s, you were good if the weather was bad. And the ticket people used to be way more hardcore pre-COVID. I don't know why COVID has changed. Oh, did I tell you guys this? I got a damn bus lane ticket. Have you guys gotten one of these yet?
No.
No, but we don't ride in the bus lane.
They got cameras in the bus lanes and you get a ticket. I was turning. Where am I supposed to turn from?
That's kind of messed up, Jay.
And it's not it's on the actual bus. So if you was in a lane and a bus was there, they took a picture of you.
Well, not sure.
You were in front. You were turning in the bus lane when the bus was trying to keep straight, and you were holding them up, probably.
That It's also possible, you know that CVS on Main Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good CVS for me to stop at in the mornings on my way down here. And the bus lane is always open, so I often will just park there real quick.
Oh, so in other
so
words,
I'm not sure when I got it.
No, I think.
I'm just going
to
pay
so
this
in other
one.
Words, you just did something wrong, and now you're trying to act like you just got a ticket for the bus lane.
I didn't know they had cameras. There was no bus.
So you were doing something illegal. You just didn't know a camera was going
to
catch you.
I was running in to buy chapstick. You know how long that takes? 40 seconds.
No, it takes more than that because you're slow.
No, it's self-checkout. I was in and out.
You got to find it.
I'm a one-minute man, Brian.
Took you about 2 minutes, and that's where that camera got you.
Jeffrey, it's my understanding you have a song for us, and
yes,
we need
I
to
do,
give
Minute
away
Man.
Some Motley Crue tickets.
Yes, sir, Minute Man.
What is the order of those events you would prefer?
Let's go song first, Motley Crue over the break.
Okay.
Like that.
All right. Yeah. Tell us your inspiration. Prince, it is Minnesota.
No.
Bob Dylan?
No. My inspiration
Bob Dylan
was the shortcoming of last week. And y'all already know, ever since that article came out about us having a chance if like Philly lose and like we went out, y'all know my crazy tail got the optimism that we can do it.
Let's go with it, Jeff.
You got to have your faith. So here we go.
Opportunities are going to come, but it's up to you to maximize that opportunity. There's no room for mediocrity and false hustle or excuses on the race to greatness. If you want it, gotta take it. Keep on running, keep on pacing. Cross your T's and dot your I's, cause greatness what we chasing. If you want it, gotta take it. And never mind the haters. It's a long, hard road, but stay focused, you can make it. Yeah, we lost the game, but we not lost no more. That's a bar, and I felt every word that you spoke. Man, how far can we go? We saw a miracle before. And statistically, we in it, so we know the fans got hope. If they Vikings, then we Thor. Grab the equipment and let's go. Been a while since we had a win, been fiending for some more. I don't know what's in store, but I know one thing for sure. We can win 5 games and make a run in the playoffs. If you run it, gotta take it. Keep on running, keep on pacing. Cross your T's and dot your I's, cause greatness what we chasing. If you run it, gotta take it. And never mind the haters. It's a long, hard road, but stay focused, you can make it. It's gonna take a lot of magic, but it can be done. And it start out with y'all doing y'all part. Do your job. Knuckle up.
I like it, Jeffrey.
Thanks.
I like it. That said, it is mediocrity, not mediocrity.
Bro, and you know what's crazy? When I said that yesterday, somebody corrected me and was like, yo, it's mediocrity. I said, for real? You sure? And I just went with it.
You got to stop going with people, man. Google.
They're both words, but the word you were looking for was mediocrity.
Yeah. Okay. See, I just, like, there's Google and other stuff. I don't know why young people don't use it.
When I was writing it, he was for sure with it. So I was like, all right, bet. And that's my fault
the
for
person,
not double-checking.
Do you believe the person that told you that they really, really...
Was it Big Trell?
No, it wasn't Trill. Big Trill. That is hilarious. But
isn't that his name?
No, Trill.
Oh, all right. Trill with an I, not an E?
Yeah.
Okay. Big Trill, my apologies.
But yeah, when the album dropped, I'll make sure I go back and fix that.
All right. Appreciate that. I just looked something up because Jeff's song actually made me think of it. 2 months to the day since the Commanders have won a game.
Jay, why you on me? I ain't want
that. Damn.
It's been a long damn time, bro.
Damn.
I'm going to tell you, they need one. They need one bad, bro.
They need one.
Like I said the other day, playing well and losing, you can take something from it. But playing well and getting that win at the end, that right there can do a lot for them.
Need a dub. The That's locker room needs a dub.
Hell yeah.
All right, moment.
You can build on that with a dub.
Totally, dude.
Yeah.
Moment a lot of folks have been waiting for. Time to give away some Motley Crue tickets. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Caller number 10, you win 2 tickets to Motley Crue, the return of the Carnival of Sins, Monday, August 3rd at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/event.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.